the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
How about some random topics? You've got one, 1-800-947-3979. Call or text. You can email idiots at freebeerandhotwings.com. We're in search of a toilet baby as a side mission. Someone who was born in a toilet. This text is the closest we have so far. It says, my mother-in-law had my wife right after she got off the toilet. She was premature and only weighed 2 pounds, 2 ounces. And that was in 1969. It's a miracle she lived. You're absolutely
it is.
Right.
It absolutely is a miracle.
I mean, that is teeny tiny.
I want to interview her. That's the closest we have. I don't know where she landed. Hopefully still in the bathroom. Otherwise, it's just like someone went to the bathroom and then had a baby, which millions of people do every day.
Yes.
I like your disappointment.
Yeah, I mean, I know, right?
It's kind of accurate.
But yeah, I said, you need to give us her number. Tell her to call in during a can't wait to talk about. Even though she probably can wait to talk about it. I can't wait to. I need her to have a segment where we can't wait to talk about her birth.
She doesn't have a lot of memory of that. It is like, there should be a study like by scientists of the life path of toilet babies. Do they have a more difficult path?
Do they end up as mole people in Vegas?
Yeah.
Living under the city streets?
Yeah. Or are they, if you compare them to people born in hospitals, do they have roughly the same thing?
I bet they all end up weird and left-handed.
Do they go to heaven?
No way toilet babies go to heaven. There's no way.
They go to a different heaven that's made of a bigger toilet.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that'd be something. Ooh,
that'd be nice. Yeah.
and the water's always warm.
Cadillac of toilets. That's what heaven is.
All right.
Yeah.
Random topics. Mm-hmm. Let's say you're all in the dating scene. Accurate for some, not accurate for others.
Okay.
You're going out on a date with someone you met on an app, but you haven't texted much.
Okay.
And they ask you to ask them two questions that'll get to know them. What are your two questions? So you know the basics. You know if they have children or not.
Yeah.
So it's not like, you know.
First question. Without making it seem like something crude. Like, this is, you would have to ask it like, I want to continue talking to this person. Not like, how many people have you slept with yesterday? Or, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
I don't even necessarily want to know the answer to that
one.
Yeah,
don't ever ask that question. More like, if you were given the chance to ride a giraffe, would you stand and hug its neck while you're riding, or would you sit on a saddle?
What would that tell you about this person?
That would just be a great question. And it would let me know if they're adventurous or just kind of plain. You're going to ride it like a horse?
I think you're adventurous no matter what. If you're
going to get
riding a giraffe.
You're a giraffe breaker?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how to break a giraffe.
You've tamed a giraffe?
Have you ever seen anyone ride a giraffe? I don't think I have.
No. I think they're a little too slopey in the back for that.
Too slopey?
Yeah. You think so?
Hold on to the neck.
I mean, they could figure it out, but
I think it'd be pretty tough. I mean, I think you might be able to do it, but it doesn't look like it'd be comfortable.
We played a video on this show like 2 years ago of a guy riding a giraffe.
We did?
Trying to ride a giraffe.
How'd it go?
Oh, did he break into a zoo of some sort? That's right.
He climbed the fence.
I don't remember that. I do remember watching that giraffe smoke that pole like he was earning money from Vivid Entertainment.
So you could ride that. Oh, yep. There he goes.
Yeah, Hot Wings is right. They're kind of slopey in the back.
Definitely not a comfy ride.
But this, look at him go.
This guy's an amateur, and he's having no problem.
Yeah.
I'm just waiting for this thing to buck or something.
Yeah, I want him to slide off the butt and then get bucked in the face.
I thought something happened.
That giraffe is like, where's a lion when you need
one? Oh, there we go.
Oh, he did. He shook him off but did not kick him.
Almost a perfect dismount, too.
Yeah, what gentle giants. I'd ride one.
Look at that. He's probably almost
pretty tall,
10 feet in the air.
With the way,
sitting on the back.
Man, those things are so big.
With the way the world used to be, are you shocked that there's not even grainy video of like old world fairs where people were riding giraffes and making them fight with their necks?
Yeah,
like
right?
Something crazy like that, or people boxing giraffes,
or someone pushing one off a high dive into a cup of water.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's what I was thinking.
Right.
Oh, he got back on it.
Oh,
and,
man,
he fell much harder that time.
Kick him, kick that guy,
stomp him.
I'm so on the giraffe side. Whatever you want to do, giraffe.
See, this is a great question. Look at this. Look at us go down this wormhole.
Mm-hmm. Like, I don't ever want the world to be that way again because it was cruel to animals. But some things, like my dad sent me this old picture. It was like an article from, you know, I don't know, early 1900s or something, where you could go to an amusement park in a city and watch monkeys race cars while smoking.
Like, wait, they were smoking or you were smoking?
No, the monkey, everyone smoked.
So, oh, okay. So they're driving and smoking?
They, yeah, like had cigarette in mouth. But they're on a track, so it's like slot cars or something.
Yeah,
where people
okay.
are betting on like monkey slot car races.
Like, I would
amazing.
Okay. I would do want to go to watch that.
I want to go to that.
I would too. I mean, if they could make it, would. If they could do that humanely,
I mean,
like design the cars for the monkey paws.
I feel like a monkey would get a pretty big charge out of being able to drive a car.
So Joe,
and you also, think, you know, smoking, you, that monkey would be alive with pleasure.
So Joe, you're saying the only thing that makes it inhumane is that they're using pedals and controls in these cars that are designed for humans?
However, it becomes humane.
Okay.
Do that.
You were just spitballing.
I was just spitballing. Okay. Like,
all right, what is your dating question?
Okay.
Give me one.
Have you ever been arrested?
Ooh, that's a good one. Joe?
That's a really good one.
I had one before we started talking about giraffes. I need go to Steve. I need a
Joe's like, would you watch monkeys drive a drag race car?
Like, you want to go see monkeys do things?
Would you use a parachute made out of birds? I'm just thinking of old things. Steve?
If money was no option, what would your dream gig be?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a good one.
Yeah. I think I would, what I was thinking was, I would ask them, hey, what's the weirdest situation you've ever been in?
That's a good, good one too.
And mm-hmm. just whatever they want to pick, go for it.
What about what's your favorite Pixar movie? Judging people that way. You tell me Up, man, you must be depressed.
What if it's Inside Out?
What's, I've never
yeah,
seen
Yeah, what's
one.
A good answer?
And Finding Nemo. Is that Pixar? That's Pixar.
Yeah.
Such a good movie. Toy Story. First one, the original.
I mean, most of them are pretty good.
Yeah, they all did pretty well.
I know, but I'm just saying. I mean,
but like if they said Cars 2,
right.
I would go.
Gross.
What the hell? What do you
find?
Or like
know.
Baby Boss Baby.
What they, was that depressing
they don't
one?
Even
the
know
Lorax?
What Pixar is.
Lorax.
The Lorax was fine, but no.
Hot Wings, if you married into a family of pyrotechnicians...
Neat.
Awesome.
I mean, that is
okay.
cool.
Okay. I mean, I like where this is going.
Would you join the family business?
No, but I'd help with the family business. I wouldn't want to give up this job. I like this job. Right now, I like the risk level I'm at of having my fingers blown off, which is quite low.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, you wouldn't be...
They're not like, letting you touch explosives.
Yeah, you're just.
I mean,
you're just
you said
be,
join the family business.
You have to do marketing.
They need a secretary or something.
He's passing flyers.
I definitely
out.
Don't want that job.
What if it pays?
I mean, that's not even like that's.
What if it pays $800,000 a year?
Oh, I'm in.
Yeah, me too.
Oh yeah. Okay. Now, yeah.
Oh,
what about, but it would not.
What about $100,000?
No,
that's good money for being a secretary.
Great money.
I'd yeah. I'd ask
you're
if I could do
gender,
it part
but
part time for half that. Consider that.
How about this?
Joe.
Who said that? how about this one? If the family, you meet a girl, you start dating, you marry, their family business is under like a
mortuary.
Mortuary, funeral home. It's like solid. You're set for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Do you join that business?
Like they need you to. Hey, sometimes we get busy.
An old man.
You know, there was a festival and somebody drove a car into it, so we're going to need some extra help this weekend.
Mm, I wouldn't.
I mean,
that.
I wouldn't. Wouldn't be my dream scenario.
Would you no, do it just wouldn't. For the embalming fluid? Dip your joints in it.
That would be yeah. Kelly would.
Yeah,
she is shaking.
Why
her
just to make your
I
stuff rigid.
You've talked about loving Wiki sticks.
That is very true. But that was a pastime.
All right. Ooh. Here's one for everybody. Who do you consider to be a mentor and do they know it?
I mean,
yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
I have an answer for that.
Steve? Who's
yeah,
your mentor?
One of my old college professors.
And he knows it?
Yeah. I actually mm-hmm. recently just told him.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like you just reached out to him out of the blue and said...
No, he was... I've been friends with him on Facebook for years, but he rarely posts.
Yeah.
And a couple of weeks ago, he just updated his his profile photo, and a ton of people commented on it just saying, hey, it's great to see you. Good to see that you're doing well, because he's since retired.
Yeah.
And I also commented on it because a lot of people were posting like really nice things about how instrumental he was in helping them while they were in college. And I posted something similar.
Mm-hmm.
And I said that I'm happy to still be working in radio, and you were a big part of that. And I consider you and one of my other professors that I had then to be mentors of mine.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Our first boss in Omaha, who was our professor in college,
mm-hmm.
Vicky Jacoba, definitely a mentor.
Oh, I've without told question. I mean, she knew she was all of our mentors for sure.
Is she the one that called you Greggy and Chrissy?
Yep. Yes.
Yep.
And we allowed it because she was our mentor and we liked her.
Our old agent, Mike Novak, was definitely a mentor. He passed, and I don't know that I don't think I ever had a chance to tell him.
I never told him you are a mentor, but I mean,
I think he looked after us fairly paternally. He didn't have children of his own, but
we were like his kids.
His
for
wife
sure.
told
he
us like after his passing
he was like a father figure.
That they referred to us as their boys, which is one of the sweetest things ever.
Mm-hmm.
He was like
like that with everyone we found out at his funeral.
Yeah.
And it didn't make me feel worse about
it.
Make me think, oh, I thought it was just us. No, it just was his spirit.
I'm just happy to have known the guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it makes you feel better about him because he was that nice to everybody.
Yeah.
That instrumental.
He didn't think we were a bunch of sad sacks.
Yeah, like thinking about it, I don't know. I mean, the most mind-blowing thing is how he had the time to do anything.
Yeah, we've talked about it before, but at his memorial, there's really big name people in there that are big clients and whatever, regional, national, and everything else. And they all felt like he only worked for them. And I always felt like that with
he
us.
Would always
like, I don't know how we can always be his first priority when I call him.
Mm-hmm.
He always, if he didn't take the phone call, he'd call right back. And he'd always say, okay, well, let me call and work on that.
Yeah.
I don't know how he did that. Impressive.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
Howings?
Oh, well, I mean, it's the same.
Same, Joe?
Yeah.
I would say Mike, my uncle taught me radio, in a sense. It was a brutal experience, but I don't necessarily, I've never said like, you are my mentor. Like, we just don't talk that way. That's just, just a little, it would be a little weird, but.
That'd be like the Joe stunt we did when you had to go tell coworkers you loved them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. I mean, it just wouldn't come up that way. I just kind of,
Yeah.
Kelly, what about you?
I don't know. That's a tough question. Because I think through, like, when. I will punch you right in your punchable face.
Jeff.
Yeah. And Steve.
Jeff. But I was thinking said.
Yeah, who's done more for your career? Jeff, your old host, or Steve?
Steve, 100%.
Yeah, probably.
Sweet.
And I hated every second of saying that.
Steve, I might have found the only situation you won that on.
I don't like the taste in my mouth right now. No, Steve said a college professor and reminded me of a professor, Dr. Scott, who was awesome. And we kept in touch, but we've lost touch. And then in my old job, I would have never said Jeff Dollar. He taught me all the things not to do.
Mm-hmm.
But Jen Hobby, the other host, I watched her go through finding out her 9-month-old had cancer, to starting up a cancer research fund, to dealing with a host that was impossible to deal with. And even though she could be difficult in her own ways, it was good to see like the pros and cons of the two hosts and know and learn what not to do from one and what to do from the other.
That makes sense.
But yeah, right now, I don't know.
Rachel, what about you?
Like, who are my mentors?
Like, do you have a mentor and do they know it?
I consider that my college advisor, when I was over for my college's radio station, Our advisor for that, Len, is definitely my mentor.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him that and he knows that. So I always go to him for advice or tips or anything just for like in general.
Mm-hmm.
And then I consider like my parents to be my mentors too.
Yeah, that's true. So, I would say the same thing about mine.
They teach me a lot and I feel like I can go to them for almost anything. So I definitely think I have about like 3 mentors in my life.
Oh yeah, parents are counted than my dad.
Yeah,
100% for sure.
Yeah, I think that's the case with many people.
Yeah,
not everybody certainly. But
we're short on time, but I have a quick confession. When I read that question during the commercial break, I got a little teary, thinking about some of you saying my name And so now this is hard.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.